Hi, I'm Karen, and welcome to She Speaks Truth. We are working this year on being present with each other, but more importantly, in our own lives. Thank you for joining us today. So last week I started a short series for the month on living life, and I was reading in Colossians where we're talking about the things that we're supposed to put on as clothes. And it said to put on, you know, every day, compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, patience. And then not only that, we're supposed to forgive and love and be at peace with each other. And this just made me think, like, I kept thinking, this sounds like something else I know and I've read. And it reminds me of the fruit of the Spirit. So then I started looking up fruit of the Spirit, which took me to Galatians. And in Galatians chapter 5, verse 13 to 26, this section is called Life by the Spirit. And in here it says, "You, my brothers and sisters, were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge the flesh. Rather, serve one another humbly in love. For the entire law is fulfilled in keeping this one command: love your neighbor as yourself. If you bite and devour each other, watch out, or you will be destroyed by each other. So I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the flesh desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the flesh. They are in conflict with each other, so that you are not to do whatever you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. The acts of the flesh are obvious: sexual immorality, impurity, debauchery, idolatry, and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions and envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking and envying each other." And there is so much in those 14 verses. So much. I'll just start at the top. Like, there's so many things that jump out at me. So many things that seem easy and so many things that seem so hard. It just starts right here, just calling us to love. Loving with a humble heart. Loving your neighbor as yourself. I've written and talked about this before. It's so hard sometimes to love our neighbors as ourselves, because some of us don't love ourselves very well. And then with this fruit of the Spirit, like, it just brings the whole gardening metaphor to life. So what we're planting in this life is what we're getting out of it. That whole list of things that, you know, are of the flesh that we're supposed to avoid sounds so much like the list from Colossians. And, you know, there's so many of them that we're like, you know, I'm not partaking of witchcraft. I'm not doing anything immoral. I don't have fits of rage. I'm not drunken. I'm not having orgies and the like. But then there's so many others on this list that you're like, am I ever jealous? Do I set up idols in my life? Is there ever discord in my relationships? Do I ever just look out for myself and have selfish ambition? I mean, I don't know about you, but some of those things, yes. But that's not what I'm wanting, because it says that right here, that if I'm living like this, if this is my life, that I'm not inheriting God's kingdom. And that's what I want. I want to be in right relationship with my Heavenly Father. So what are the things that I want produced in my life? What are the things I want to be putting in and showing with others, so that when I'm in relationship with others, these are the things that come out? And that list, yes, love. Starting with love right there at the top. Just like this section started with love at the top. Joy. Peace. Forbearance. And honestly, I had to look this word up, and it was like patience, self-control, restraint, tolerance. I know that's something that I need to practice in my own life. Kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness. Because it says right here, if we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Because this is how Jesus lived. He lived by the Spirit. He put these fruits of the Spirit out into the world around him every day. And that's what we're called to do as well. So let's just take a moment to pray on this and ask God to search our hearts. Dear Heavenly Father, I just ask you to search our hearts. We want to serve one another, Lord, humbly, in love. Show us how to love each other as we love ourselves. But Lord, show us how to love ourselves like you love us first. Lord, we want to walk by the Spirit. We want to turn away from the ways of the flesh, and we want to focus on this fruit of the Spirit in our life. Not just today, not just this week as we're talking about this, but every day. Bring to mind our actions and our thoughts and our words that go against these things. Help us to live, Lord, with ourselves and with each other, with a spirit of love and peace and joy, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and forbearance. Bring that word to my mind this week, Lord, and any time that I need it, that patient self-control, that restraint, that tolerance. Lord, as we go out and we come into contact with others, please, Lord, just search our hearts and guide our actions, our words, and our steps. In your precious holy name. Amen. So thank you for joining me again today as we're talking about this. And next week, I'll finish up this short series on living well, living by the Spirit, and following what God's wanting us to do in our lives. I pray that as you go through these days, and I go through these days, that God brings to mind these words when I need to do something different in my life to honor and glorify Him. And I'll come back and talk to you again next week.
Thank you for listening today. If you have time, if you would share with a friend or rate and review this show, it will help other people find us. And as you go about your week, I hope that you are blessed and that you are a blessing.